It is the weekend. We're over Zoom. Apologies. I've had a bit of a car nightmare today, so I'm at home waiting for the lovely people from the AA to come out and sort that out. But I've got Neil Atkinson and Josh Sexton in the studio looking at me, which is nice. And we're going to talk a little bit about modern, in inverted commas, air football structures because there's been a lot of talk, not least prompted by Mr. Neil Atkinson, who always sets the agenda in football media. You'll find about football club structures. Listen, directors of football aren't new, but it seems to be to me like how they're being. I was going to say imposed on football club. Imposed sounds like it's not the football club's idea, but it very much is. But there's two managers. I'll start with you, Neil, who've lost a job recently. Amorim and Maresca, who've both coming out towards the end and basically said, I can't work like this, which is quite an interesting thing because it's one thing, for example, Harry Redknapp in Spurs when he's been used to working a certain way his whole life. And listen, I think a getting old thing, me and you talked about getting old quite a lot recently. A getting old thing is realizing that Harry Redknapp was a really good football manager. And we were idiots as young people to paint him in a certain way. Harry Redknapp was a very good football manager, but was used to working in a certain type of way. And then at Tottenham, a director of football was brought in above him. He sort of didn't like it. What's interesting with Maresca and Amorim is that they're young guys. They should be used to all this, or should be certainly aware of it. But both of them towards the end have effectively said that they can't do the job that they've been brought in to do. And that's quite an interesting thing, really. And so although in theory none of this is new, the way it's being implemented at the moment seems to be driving football managers mad.
Yeah, I think that there is. I wonder whether or not there's a feeling of overreach that the managers feel is coming from above. So Maresca's one's really interesting. The line that sources with knowledge of the situation said the clash came down to pushing the club to give them more room to ignore the medical department's advice on protecting senior players and a strict rotation policy and he was not allowed to overrule the medical department on certain protocols. I think is arguably a bit of an overreach. I think on the whole, you can decide you don't like how your manager is dealing with injured players or players as they return to injury, and you can decide you want a different manager who does that differently. But the idea that I think if you're a football manager and someone external is telling you who you can play and when, I think that becomes difficult. And then I think the idea that, and that's not to say, as I say, in the long run, when you review a season, you may well end up saying, I'm sorry, you were out of order there. You were proven wrong. This isn't on. I think it's exceptionally difficult without knowing the nuances of all of what I've just sort of said there, the specific nuances. I think that's really, really tricky.